It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Podcast recording interrupted when a snake emerges from the ceiling.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate. By the way, congratulations to Christy. She won tickets to go see Kelsey Ballerini. We have many more tickets all week long. Win them before you can buy them. Also, later on today, we'll start qualifying you for some Seahawks tickets at Seahawks versus Cardinals. That game's coming up on December the 8th. Hopefully a better outcome than yesterday, I would imagine, is what you're hoping for.
Oh, boy.
Now this.
That was rough.
Yeah.
It was kind of one of those bummers. I guess it was good because we were at my brother's house. And so the game was on and, many of us were interested in it.
Sure.
But also, because it was so bad,
it was easy
just to ignore it and enjoy time with family.
Right.
But, yeah, that was rough, Seahawks.
Yeah, thanks for nothing.
Thank you for nothing.
So you had that loss. Steve had I had a loss to the Vikings on Thursday. They lost. That was terrible.
Yes.
To the Rams. Come on. We're better than that. Apparently we're not. Also, Nebraska played pretty good, but then lost to Ohio State. Well, we did not expect a win there, clearly.
No, that was a nice bounce back after your disastrous week.
And then, Steve, how did Missouri do over the weekend?
Oh, Jay. I had a rough football weekend.
You did, yes.
Yeah. But I'll get over it.
I mean, what'd they lose by?
It's like 34 or 35 to nothing.
I think 34-0 something. Yeah, that's
zero's not enough points. I know that for sure.
No, I learned that.
Yeah, 34 to nothing. I was like, whoa, zero? Like zero.
Yeah.
Like zero?
Yeah.
But at least the Bears had a good bounce back win. Okay. Now this, Kevin.
Sorry. Yeah, so Jay, thank you for pointing out it was an absolute rough weekend for all of our favorite football teams.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
Kind of nice, I guess, that we were all in misery together.
Yeah, that's great.
I did have the joy of at least watching some of the Cougs game at my brother's house. He had it on out in the shop where we had the party.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some real diehard Cougs there.
That's good, yeah.
And it was fun to watch how excited they were with that one because they were behind.
What was that, 102 to 101? What was the final there? There was a lot of points.
No, 29-24.
Oh, I was thinking of the other one. What was the
I don't know.
Was that what it was? What was the one game that I was – oh, that's been a minute. The 50 to 50 or something like that?
Oh, that was early in the season, Fresno State or
something.
That's
what it was, yeah. So this one was what?
I think like 29-24.
Oh, I didn't see any of it. Yeah, well, that's a
29-26, something like that. Yeah, no, it was – they were behind, and then the Cougs scored at the end.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I see it right here, 29-26. Yeah, well done.
Yeah, it was – there was good excitement. So that's always fun at a party.
I was thinking of San Jose State, not San Diego State.
Oh, the 54-52.
Yeah. There you go. Well, hey, a win. Good job.
Yeah, Cougs are what, 7-1?
Dang. Nice effort.
Bowl game coming up. They're in the top 25 this week for the first time in a while.
Let's go.
Yeah. All good news.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Zags lost.
I did see that, yes.
Did you watch that game?
I did. I paid for it.
Oh, no, I'm very jealous.
Yeah.
We were supposed to. How did that go, Steve?
Not great.
Oh, no, you couldn't get it because you couldn't figure out how to pay for it or what?
Well, I don't know. It was on my brother's TV, and he was trying to get it figured out, and then his son tried to figure it out. His son made the worst effort ever. He went to the wrong areas, and he was just doing the wrong things. And
Was he trying to get it for free and then
No, I think he just found the channel, but then he was on Amazon trying to type in an Amazon password.
Oh man.
And I go to Keith, I go, What is your TV service? He's like, YouTube TV. And I'm like, yeah, we need to get out of this. And go, we got there, we found it. Once we finally found it, we hit it and we tried to load.
Yeah.
And it just would spin and spin and spin. It wouldn't load that game. So I don't know if it was just a lot of people watching or what it was. But
I mean, it's a pay-per-view. You knew that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know what happened there. Yeah. Well, that's a bummer. Did you actually pay for it?
No, I mean, we would have if it would have given us the option to pay for it.
Just
it just never
there.
Got it. Wouldn't load. It wouldn't do the right
thing.
Yeah, it was very silly.
Hard to do a fundraiser when you can't pay for it when
very
you want to watch it.
Silly. But enough of that. Sports!
Story number two.
Is it time for weather now?
It's spooky season. What is your biggest fear?
The ocean?
Ocean.
I don't know.
Let's see if the ocean's on the list, Jay. I don't see the ocean.
Probably the more like drowning would be people's, not necessarily the ocean.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Death was the number one answer.
Well, okay.
Biggest fear, death. And that was our answer here in the state of Washington was
really?
Death, along with California, Nevada, Colorado, Minnesota, Jay.
Jeez.
And I mean, I guess, yeah, I get it, but I almost wish that one wasn't included.
Yeah,
right?
I agree, yeah.
It's like, can we think of other stuff? Number two was heights. I think that would be mine.
Feel like that's,
just
fair.
I don't do well with height. Like, it just makes me queasy sometimes thinking about it.
When was the last time you were on a ladder?
Last night.
Last night?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jay does.
Wow. When was the last time you were on a ladder?
Why are you trying to know?
Last time I was on a ladder. It hasn't been that long ago, Steve. I'm trying to remember what I was doing.
Or maybe even like a tall stool.
I don't do tall stools. I'll do a well-built ladder.
Tall stool.
But that's about it.
Wait, what's so funny about that?
Or like
that?
A chair. Have you ever stood on a chair?
Well, I mean, but a stool is more ladder-like than a chair.
Certainly. My wife does this thing where I consistently tell her, to stop, and she consistently ignores everything I say, which is, I guess, how you stay married for a long time. But
yeah.
She does this thing, and it happens, you know, at school or whatever the case might be. Like, she'll just jump on any chair to reach whatever it is she needs to reach, regardless of whether that chair is on wheels or whether it seems sturdy.
Yeah, I've been there.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, please stop standing on chairs that have wheels. The chance.
Yeah, that is a terrible idea.
Thank you, Kevin.
Terrible.
The chances of that going perfect are not great.
No.
Like, don't do that. She's like, it's fine. It's not going
to
roll. I'm like, okay.
Would you let one of your kids climb up on those chairs?
That's a great answer. I need to use that. Man.
Number three fear was snakes. That was in a few states, Mississippi, Maine, Utah, North Carolina, West Virginia.
Oh, you mean where there are snakes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The number four fear was a tie between public speaking.
Okay.
That went to some states like Wisconsin, Missouri, Indiana. But they were tied with enclosed spaces, and that's where our friends from Idaho are.
Man, claustrophobia.
Idaho does not want to be closed in. They want freedom.
I understand it.
Freedom.
I understand it.
The number six fear was a failure.
Okay.
That makes
sense. Yeah.
Louisiana and Kentucky had that.
That's it?
And then down at number seven, spiders.
I mean, I can see all these in some sort of, you know, capacity. Like, I'm not necessarily afraid of spiders. I don't like them. I mean, they kind of creep me out.
I'm with you,
and
Jay.
Then sometimes you'll see, like, a really big one, especially this time of year where they start coming into the house.
Oh, boy.
And all of a sudden you look and you're like, whoa.
You've got three suitcases, and they're so big, they're just, like, carrying luggage. And they're like, nah.
Not a fan.
And interestingly, ghosts and spirits were only in one state where they said that was their biggest fear. Ghosts and spirits goes to Montana.
Oh, a lot of ghosts and spirits in Montana. I've heard it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in Montana, you're just really not, you can't be afraid of any, you can't be afraid of spiders
or that's
snakes
a bad
or
look.
Any of that. You just can't live there, you know.
It's not allowed,
Public speaking in Montana.
There's nothing of that happening. So it's fine.
I mean, it's like, okay, a public speak to eight people.
Easy.
Unless you live in like buildings
that makes sense.
Or something.
Ghosts and spirits.
Right, yeah. All right, well, there you go. There's your creepy list.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Were you in the back gym at Mead? Because what a deal.
Kevin James.
Well, I had to. Here's the funny thing, Jim. Jim?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin. It's brought to you by your Goodfeet store.
I cannot say this man's name, but it doesn't matter because he is simply known as the... They actually call him the Instant Ramen King. We like to call it Top Ramen, but
okay.
This man's title is Instant Ramen King. He has made quite a lucrative career out of eating instant noodles at least once a day for over three decades.
Okay.
This is the Twinkie King.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
But with noodles. Steve, we used to have a guy on our show all the time.
Uh-huh.
Known as the Twinkie King, who started eating Twinkies like in the 1930s. Is that right, Jay?
Yeah, I think that is right, yeah.
And he would have at least one Twinkie a day. And he had gotten into like 50 years? 50 years of Twinkie
Something
eating?
Like that, yeah.
Is that right?
And he was the Twinkie King. And yeah,
he was in Indiana or Illinois? Indiana? Yeah, I think Indiana.
Brown? Oh, man. Brownlee? And no. Lewis, what was his name? Lewis the Twinkie King.
Gosh, dang it, Kevin.
Oh, my gosh, this stinks. Lewis and his wonderful wife.
Lewis Browning.
Browning.
Shelbyville, Indiana.
Shelbyville.
Oh, that's just over the border, isn't it?
I don't know. You are from that area. You probably know better.
I think it is.
Oh, here it is. Here's the story. A Twinkie every day for 64 years.
64 years. Yeah. Before Lewis passed, which was a sad, sad day for our show.
It was.
I mean, we had him on so many times over the years.
He was so great.
And thank you to all of our listeners who always participated in it, where it would be like, hey, it's his 80th birthday. Let's send him cards. And you guys just went bonkers and sent him all these birthday cards. And you know what? That stuff gets to an 80-year-old guy.
Man.
He was very emotional and thankful about it. And his wife was just always like, yeah, he loves hearing from you guys.
So wait, what's the connection, or how did you learn about this dude?
I think there was a story. Internet. Yeah, there was a story about it. We picked up a story. We started calling him, and then we said, can we call you back? You're a very fun person to talk to. You can call me anytime. Boom, done.
Really?
And we started calling him a lot. He was great.
Wow. I have in my head that his wife's name was Louise.
Lewis and Louise?
Yeah, which seems like I'm just being dumb, but I feel like that was right.
I might be right. Let me see if a Google machine.
She was always so sweet as well. Sometimes she would chat it up with us. But yeah, it just
Her
guys.
Name was Louise, officially known as Olive. Olive Louise Bray was her name.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just.
Good memory.
Good internet.
Okay, that too.
Very,
I guess. Well done typing.
Very nice people. Okay.
Yeah, super nice.
And I would say that we could try this again with the ramen
guy. With
King
the ramen guy? Yeah.
And try to get, you know, another unique person on our show on a consistent basis.
Uh-huh.
But the problem is his name is Soko Shashi Yayama.
Yeah. And he's from where?
Japan.
Yeah. Harder to make the call.
Yeah. I mean, if he speaks some English, that would be great.
It would be.
I don't know. Yeah. Our phones probably don't even call that way. I
mean, we have trouble getting over to Minnesota with this phone.
Yes. It's true.
He says there are literally hundreds of different types of ramen in Japan, from cheap variants, you know, you can find at the local grocery store, gourmet versions. Oh, he just enjoys all of them. We'll try any type of cup of noodles and just eats at least one cup every day. He's only 65, see, so he's got a shot at another 20, 30 years of this.
I think I could do this one.
The noodles every day?
I think I could.
Yeah.
I don't think that would even be hard.
I feel like it's not super unhealthy for you.
Not super unhealthy.
Oh, no, that sodium's good. MSG, sodium,
well,
just
Well, I think maybe you can get some without
forever.
Some of that. I mean,
can
you know.
You? let me know, because I'd like to have some.
Let me see.
I mean, it is funny. Like, you'll find, like, low sodium, and then you look, and it's, like, 800 milligrams in one cup. And you're like, well, I guess that is lower than 1,500.
Okay, so MSG-free ramen noodles, yes.
They have to have that,
sodium,
yeah.
I don't know.
Sodium, yeah, I think we're stuck with it.
I think that's kind of a requirement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it makes it so good. You know what? They've got it on Amazon if you're interested.
What does it say?
It says no sodium.
No sodium?
Yeah.
What is that? No. It can't be ramen. Well, how do they spell ramen? Like three O's?
It came up as Top Ramen. So I don't know if that's real or if I would have to dig deeper in this.
I mean, maybe is it just seasoned with a substitute?
I'm guessing, Kevin. That's the only way you could get away with that, right? Your phone is helping you out over there.
So helpful.
Yeah, very helpful. Looks like there might be some. I just look under healthy ramen on Amazon.
This is like the famous ramen that you get in the store.
Right.
And what does it say?
This one says brothless vegan noodle, all natural ingredients, preservative free, no MSG, no sodium.
This one is the low sodium beef instant ramen.
Okay.
Let me click on the package and see if I can find the actual...
The ingredients?
I don't like this when they don't put the ingredients anymore on... Because they show all the pictures and they usually show the ingredients. But I've noticed this lately that they're not showing the ingredients on all of them. Isn't that... I thought that was required or something.
I think it's on the packaging. But if it's a multi-pack, I don't know if it's required. This one's funny because you do the regular ramen and you can get like... a 24 count for $15. And then you go down here to where it's called healthy ramen.
Yeah.
And you get six for the same price.
It's not as good.
No. That they should change. They make it so it's all, you know, $15 for 24. That I'll take that.
I don't want ramen that bad.
Don't get only six of them for $24.
Yeah. $4 a package. Yeah. Doesn't seem as good.
I mean, it's what we used to eat growing up. You know, when we were like moved out of the house, you're like 20 and you're living on your own, man. You just you didn't matter. You'd eat ramen every day. Why? Because you could do it for like a dollar.
I remember 50 cents. Getting two cases of it from Costco.
Yep.
And then taking one out of my car into the house where we ate it. But I also knew it was kind of it was one of those that I would tell roommates they could have one if they wanted.
Sure.
You know, just don't eat all of them. But I kept the other one in my car.
Just to eat the raw noodles?
When I
was
driving around, I would just grab the raw noodles and eat them.
What the heck is wrong with you?
So good, dude.
What? You would just eat the uncooked noodles, just crunchy?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do with the flavor packet?
Most of the time, nothing. But every once in a while, I would.
No, don't say it. You didn't, you didn't pour it in your mouth.
No, if you just kind of lick it and get the...
That's putting it in your mouth.
The noodle. No, it's not. If you get the noodle puck, whatever it is, the block of noodles.
Yeah.
If you get that wet a little bit and you sprinkle it on there.
How are you getting it wet? You just take water and just like spritz it?
Watch.
No, he's putting it in his mouth.
Oh, you
put it. No, I'm not. I'm licking it.
Oh, you would lick the block of noodles.
That's not putting it in your mouth. Licking is. Lick someone, you have not
excuse
put them
me?
In your mouth.
Like you're not. Okay. All right.
Like a dog licks you. He didn't put you in his mouth.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Sean Connery, your favorite, Mr. Connery?
Sean Connery.
Mr. Connery, I didn't realize this, but not only were you a lifeguard and a milkman, but you were also a coffin polisher.
Kevin James.
I will tell you this, I was a lifeguard and a milkman, but not at the same time.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Let's play Beat the Show. All right, 509-441-0999. Oh, look, Ben's on the line. Let me grab him. Hi, Ben.
Hey, well, I like it. Producer Steve, my phone is really scratchy for whatever reason, so we'll see how I do this time.
Okay. All right. Beat the Show brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. How was the weekend?
Good. I don't know if you guys see my text, but I just verified Washington Street that's been closed for like the last 20 million years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is now open both ways, one lane.
Yeah, one lane each direction. I saw that.
Okay, well,
morning.
That's a start.
Yeah. So, you know,
that's
progress.
Better than it being closed.
For sure, yeah. You know, I think that's one of the benefits of fall. Sometimes we get those projects wrapped up a little bit, and it's not bad. I like it.
I'm ready for the snow.
Huh.
Okay.
I hope Spokane gets buried in snow, to be honest.
Wow. We'll we'll put name Ben's number out here momentarily. But in the meantime, Ben, animation is the title of the category for Beat the Show today. Who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
Animation?
Animation.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Let's switch and go to, let's go with you, Jay.
All right.
Everybody's been challenging Kevin.
All right, see you in a minute. Good luck. I wish you good luck. Kevin, you have the scoreboard.
I got it.
You have the questions. And Ben,
yes,
you've got the answers. Everybody has their assignment. I'll see you in a minute.
Yeah, let's do this. Okay, Ben, what famous mouse made his first public appearance in a 1928 animated short film called Steamboat Willie?
Question longer than the film.
Pass.
Who voices Mike Wazowski in the movie Monsters, Inc.?
Monsters, Inc.?
Yep.
Pass on that one, too.
How many Despicable Me movies are there?
Four?
What food is Homer Simpson known for loving, often drooling over?
Pizza. I don't know.
What state does the show King of the Hill take place in?
Pass.
Who is the main character in the TV show Futurama?
Pass on that one, too. Wow, yeah, this is horrible.
Who is Garfield in the Garfield movie that came out this year?
Pass on that one. So, yeah, how much I watch movies.
Jay!
Yeah, Jay, you can come back.
Jay's going to smoke me on this one. It's okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, let's see. I don't know.
Like a stale cigarette? Okay, I don't know. All right, let's...
what?
Said I was going to smoke him.
Like a stale cigarette? Okay, yeah, I got it.
I don't know. All right, let's do it.
All right. Well, all right. Well, okay. What famous mouse made his first public appearance in a 1928 animated short film called Steamboat Willie?
Mickey.
Who voices Mike Wazowski in the movie, in the Monsters, Inc. movie?
You okay? Billy Crystal. What happened?
I don't know. How many Despicable Me movies are there?
Ooh, three.
What food is Homer Simpson known for loving, often drooling over?
Well, beer's not a food, so I will say donuts. Ooh, the donuts.
What state does the show King of the Hill take place in?
Oh, boy, Bobby, I don't know.
I'm going to guess Indiana.
Who is the main character in the TV show Futurama?
I don't know that show. Pass.
Who is Garfield in the Garfield movie that came out this year?
Oh, boy.
What actor?
I'll pass. I'm going to get back to that.
Ooh. Let's see. What did
I'm going to say the cat.
Okay. Well, I think you got through everything.
Oh, that was it? Oh, that was the end
of
it? Okay, all right.
So, I mean, you can pass.
Should I probably know that one, Kevin?
Jay, I feel like I should know it, and I couldn't think of it
really
at all. But it's like I do know that it was a story we talked about. Gosh, we talked
dang
about.
It.
Man, what is happening? Billy Crystal, very nice, Jay.
Yeah, very nice.
How many Despicable Me movies are there?
Oh, I couldn't.
How about
remember.
Denial? Did that work?
You did what?
No.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, Denial.
Oh, the Nile. Nope, too late. Sorry. Cancels out.
Jay, you said three. Ben said four, I think. And the answer was
right.
Four.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't remember.
Ben got a point.
Nice. Good job, Ben.
Yeah.
What's the score?
2-1.
Yeah, I mean, he still smokes me, so it's okay.
Like a stale cigarette.
Like a stale cigarette. What food is Homer Simpson known for loving, often drooling over?
I mean, I went with donuts. I don't know what Ben went with.
Pizza.
Oh, pizza's pretty good. I think he drools over pizza, too, does he not? I don't know.
I think he does, but donuts was what I was looking for.
He always says it that way. Oh, the donuts.
We love the donuts.
Donuts.
Oh, donuts.
What state does the show King of the Hill take place?
I've got Ohio in my mind.
Yeah, that's not right either.
Mm. It's not?
No.
Indiana was wrong.
Mm.
Ben, I assume, passed.
The state?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, he passed.
Mm. What is it, Steve?
It was Texas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, we all guessed the state, I think, so that's good.
Except yeah,
Ben,
yeah.
Ben picked the state of Pass, apparently.
3-1.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The 51st state or 52nd state. Sorry, my bad.
Passes, yeah.
Who is the main character? Who is the main character in the TV show Futurama? If I would have said his last name is a food, would that have helped?
No.
Okay. His name is Philip J. Fry, often just called Fry.
Yeah, I don't. I've never seen that show.
It's a good show.
Yeah, me neither.
It's a good one.
Kevin, ever seen it?
Nope.
Huh. All right.
Who was Garfield in the Garfield movie that came out this year? Jay, you know what? You were absolutely 100% correct. Chris Pratt.
I should have guessed.
Yeah, Chris Pratt.
Well, still pretty bad performance there, but nobody can pass on that. Better than apparently Ben.
I'm horrible at.
You know why? It's because you said you wanted snow and it jinxed you. That's what happened.
It
erased your memory. Yeah.
I fall asleep every time the wife wants to watch a movie.
All right, let's go ahead and give me a number. We'll get that caller some Indaba coffee. What number, Ben?
Let's go with 3.
All right, caller number 3. Wow. Quick trigger there.
Yeah, thank you.
509-441-0999. We got a $25 gift certificate to Indaba Coffee Roasters for caller number 3.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I got a text on Saturday from my nephew and my going to be niece. Got engaged over the weekend. So that was.
If your nephew gets married, does that make his wife your niece?
Yeah.
Kevin James.
I don't think that's how this works.
I don't think that's right.
Well, she's my niece-in-law.
There you go. That would be right.
What would you call her?
Just by her first name.
My nephew's wife?
Yeah.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Statistic of the day.
Well, the statistic would be 13 minutes. 13 minutes was the answer to this very popular Google search.
Okay. How long?
It's one of my favorites. How long
does
to
hand out all your candy on Halloween?
Jeez, calm down with the answer. You don't got to get excited about it like that. I mean, jeez, man.
What are you shouting about, Steve?
Sorry, I could.
Did he actually Google something and had an answer?
No. I just was excited to give my answer.
Oh.
How long does it take to watch all the Futurama episodes? No.
No. I said, how long does it take to give out all your Halloween candy?
Oh.
It's a very timely one.
That is very timely. I will tell you some of the top ones here.
Give me this fourth word. Give me the fourth word, Kevin. How long to...
Well, for this one, it was how long to bake.
Bake.
Oh. How long to bake your Halloween candy?
Oh, my gosh. Calm down. Potatoes.
How long to boil potatoes is on the list.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Of the how longs.
I typed in how long to bake, and here's what I got. Let me know if
What'd
any
you
of
get?
These. How long to bake potatoes? How long to bake sweet potatoes? How long to bake bacon?
That's weird. Why did yours come up so different?
How long to bake spaghetti squash? How long to bake chicken drumsticks?
What?
Salmon at 400 degrees. These are all this is in order. What's the fifth word?
They were saying that for one of the first times ever, how long to hard boil eggs has been topped by
a dethroned.
How long to bake salmon.
Okay, well, I mean, that was, what was it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It was the sixth one.
Yeah, but they're saying that is the most
That's
popular
crazy.
How
yeah.
long to search recently. How long to bake, how long to hard boil eggs
right.
has been one of the top searches since the internet was made.
Also, do you put bake? I mean, I feel like boil is.
No, you don't. You just say how long to.
And that's it.
Boil eggs. But you don't boil salmon.
No,
but
you don't.
The phrase how long to bake salmon was the winner of the how long to game.
That's crazy.
With the food and stuff like that. Well. Other things like how long to get a passport.
Right, I was going
to
say.
You know, how long to isolate with COVID.
Right, that's on mine, yeah.
That stuff's there. But, you know, the how long to bake salmon apparently overtook the boiled eggs this year as the most searched.
It's so funny because I typed in Futurama after Steve's question to see if I even recognized anything about that show, and I don't. And then it popped up how long to watch all Futurama. which makes no sense. And then it was, how long do hard-boiled eggs, baked potatoes, isolate from COVID, get a passport, bake salmon, and boil corn on the cob?
Steve, would you eat salmon?
Oh, yeah. Especially if barbecue sauce was on it.
Barbecue sauce on salmon?
What are you talking about?
Are you okay?
It's delicious.
All right, putting it on
like,
the
what pole. Do you mean? Like, just brushed on? Like, barbecued salmon?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of that?
You don't hear a lot of that. You hear a lot of...
Oh, Sweet Baby Ray's.
What?
I do like Sweet Baby Ray's, and... We make a lot of stuff with it, but never salmon.
Oh, we used to. That was a very popular menu item when I was growing up.
What the heck? I've never heard of that.
So it would be, would you barbecue it or?
Yeah.
Would it just be baked in the oven with some Sweet Baby Ray's?
I think we did barbecue it occasionally, but you would put it in like a pan and spread the barbecue sauce on it.
Okay.
There you go.
Never heard of it. It's on the poll now. Have you ever put barbecue sauce on salmon?
Oh, it's delicious.
Should be an interesting one.
I mean, I love barbecue sauce on almost any meat.
Sure.
I'm sure it would be okay on salmon, but I just always go a different route completely with salmon.
Yeah, I mean, you can do many things with salmon, I guess, but,
like
barbecue
what?
Sauce.
Like you know,
like to say
wallpaper with it? Like, what else could you do with it?
Wallpaper?
Yeah, you said you can do many things with salmon. You could wallpaper with it. You could, what?
Well,
of course.
Teach
it to drive a car.
Yeah. All the above.
Also up on the poll, have you ever licked a block of ramen noodles, then sprinkled the flavor on it and ate it?
This is a very long and specific question.
You're getting some yeses, I bet.
Wow. So many, Kevin.